Oh, so long ago, as a child growing up outside of Detroit, I remember happily many a day skipping my way down the sidewalk from our house to church. One very memorable day after church, after school, I skipped along to church, entering the back door of the church in the rear parking lot, and climbing up the stairs into the balcony of the worship space, I was greeted by the choir master and the choir members. I was 12 years old at the most. Clearly, I was the youngest person there. Choir rehearsal was just about to begin, and rather than being dismissed by the choir director, I was asked if I would like to join the group and sing along. I don't know how to sing. I don't know how to read music. No one questioned my ability, my place and position, nor my qualifications. So I sang with the choir. At that very instant, for a brief moment, if someone were to ask me, "Who are you? What do you want to say about yourself?" I would have said, with the knowledge of the glory of God shining all around, "I am part of the church and I sing with the choir." If only we would perpetually identify who we are with such clarity and confidence. In our Advent 3 lesson today from the Gospel of John, not the Gospel writer, John, also known as John the Baptist, is clear about who he is. John is a man sent from God. John is a voice crying out in the wilderness. John is a witness to testify concerning the true light in the world that shines on all people. John is a pointer who points us to Christ, to the presence of Christ in our lives. John turns us in the direction of the one who is greater, the one who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John is a man on a mission. At the same time, John knows what he is not. John is not the Christ, not the anointed one of God. John is not the Messiah, the one who comes to save. John is not Elijah, a man called by God during the reign of the oppressive king Ahab, boldly demanding that people repent from the worship of pagan gods, 900 years before John the Baptist was even on the scene. John is not even a prophet, he says, not a go-between, standing between God and God's people. Now, there are a lot of things that we are not. We tend to identify ourselves by what we are not, especially when we are being recognized as people of possibility, people of hope, people of promise. Even as faithful followers of Jesus Christ, when asked, "Who are you?" do we say, "I'm a Christian, a follower of Jesus, here to share the good news"? My guess is, for many of us in our tradition, especially in our world today, to pronounce we are followers of Jesus can result in a negative connotation. We don't want to be labeled as one of those kind of Christians. In fact, Friday morning, Freddie and I attended the Christmas program at our grandchildren's school in Washington, D.C. The program is specifically and deliberately entitled Lower School Christmas Assembly. When the head of the school stood to greet us, he immediately launched in to an explanation of why the program is called a Christmas Assembly, knowing full well that celebrating Christmas, a Christian hallmark, is not necessarily representative of the entire student population. John, to get around the negative labeling, instead identifies himself with words of Scripture. Quoting the prophet Isaiah, John replies when asked what he has to say about himself. "I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness," he says. Imagine if someone were to ask us, "Who are you?" What do you want to say about yourself? What if we were to respond with words of scripture? Now, we don't have to know the Bible to know who we are in the words of scripture. Simply look at the words we heard today. The prophet Isaiah tells us we are oaks of righteousness, blessed by the Lord, clothed in garments of salvation. Mary shares a melodic canticle, as noted in Luke's gospel that we read today. Perhaps we too can sing out, "My soul magnifies the Lord." We too, in our blessedness, can pronounce, "The Mighty One has done great things for me, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." We too are people on a mission to testify to the light. Today, in lighting the third Advent candle, we light a pink candle that symbolizes joy. As we round the corner to the final days of Advent, we celebrate and rejoice that Christmas is near. With these last days, if we read the Advent daily devotionals and spend some time looking at how God's inspired words of Scripture map out for each of us who we are, how would we identify ourselves through Scripture? Could it be that we find in these last days words of Scripture that inspire us to truly embrace who we are as Christ's own? Scripture that tells us we are ornamented in the jewels of God's mercy, God's strength, God's justice, that we're called to rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances. Our Lord God fills our mouths with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. The Lord has done great things for us. When asked, "Who are you?" Like John the Baptist, we're called to testify to the true light that shines on all people. For the Lord God causes righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Sadly, though, oppression, brokenheartedness, and faint spirit seem to prevail as our world becomes increasingly polarized and angry. Too often, the light is overshadowed by the darkness. Yesterday, serving as witnesses to the light, several of us from Epiphany, lovingly, with heavy hearts, attended the funeral of infant Adelia Sue Walker, child of Selden and April. Selden, as you know, is our seminarian and now in his second year with us. We've grown to love April and Selden as they've made a home with Epiphany. There's been no better witness in the watching and waiting of Advent than the good news of Adelia Sue being born. Her coming has been a cause of much rejoicing. Mystifyingly, on November 21st, Adelia Sue died, just 3.5 weeks before her official due date, tomorrow, December 18th. There is no rejoicing in this deep sadness. Children are not supposed to die before their parents. A loss so great can't help but trouble us when we examine the question, "Who are you?" This beautiful couple, so beloved by God, so trusting in God's mercy, shouldn't they be able to respond when asked, "Who are you?" that they are happy, rejoicing parents? Yes. And Selden and April one day will be rejoicing parents, but they are not just now. So Selden and April, surrounded by their beloved family and friends, strengthened in their rock-solid faith in God, who comforts those who mourn, a God who blesses us with rejoicing, a God full of grace and truth, a God who draws close those very souls, Selden and April, now are weeping and are at the same time sowing the seeds for joy. Who are you? What do you want to say about yourself? We know well who we are not, my friends. God in Christ knows well who we are not. God in Christ knows well who we are also. We are sent by God. We are those very witnesses to the light, witnesses to the light of Christ about to be born within us once again this Christmas season. May we in our each and every action, our every word, hold fast and not quench the spirit of Christ within us. God has done great things for us in making us his own. Perhaps our witnessing to the light may bring others to the light, that they may know who they are, and for such a joy may we rejoice. Amen.